comes.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. 949.
Come forward.
Amen. Christ is the hope of glory. My very life is He. He has regenerated and saturated me. He comes to change my body by His subduing my life to His glorious body in glory bright. He comes, Christ comes to glorify me. My body He'll transfigure like His own it then will be. He comes, redemption to apply. As hope of glory He will come, His saints to glorify. Christ is the hope of glory, He is God's mystery. He shares with me God's fullness and brings God into me. He comes to make me blended with God in every way, that I may share His glory with them for a. He comes, Christ comes to glorify me. My body He'll transfigure like His own it then will be. He comes, redemption to apply. As hope of glory He will come, His saints to glorify. Christ is the hope of glory, redemption full is He. Redemption to my body, from death to set it free. He comes to make my body a glorious one to be, and swallow death forever in victory. He comes, Christ comes to glorify me. My body He'll transfigure like His own it then will be. He comes, redemption to apply. As hope of glory He will come, His saints to glorify. Christ is the hope of glory, He is my history. His life is my experience, for He is one with me. He comes to bring me into His glorious liberty, that one with Him completely I'll ever be. He comes, Christ comes to glorify me. My body He'll transfigure like His own it then will be. He comes, redemption to apply. As hope of glory He will come, His saints to glorify. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He comes to glorify me.
Amen.
My body He'll transfigure.
Amen.
Like His own it then will be.
Amen. Christ is the hope of glory. He is God's mystery. He shares with me God's fullness and brings God into me. He comes to make me blended with God in every way, that I may share His glory with Him for a.
He comes.
Amen. Oh, blended with God in every way.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, blend us with Yourself in every way.
Amen.
Blend us with God in every way.
Amen.
Amen. Holy, give You this meaning.
Amen.
To be blended with You.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray that we are fully blended with You.
Amen.
Because Christ is the hope of glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 1081. Amen.
Hey, should I be thinking about this one for almost 5 minutes?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank You.
Amen.
Oh, wow. we are one. How we thank thee that thy holy word with thy nature saturates us, from the world it separates us. Thank thee, Father, for thy holy word. Through thy word,
on page 221, it says that we can express God in a corporate and build our way.
Yes. Amen.
Right? These days, we are Amen. Going through the process. We are being perfected. Mm-hmm. It says the ultimate oneness of the believers in the eternal life. That means in the Father's name, what, by the Holy Word, and in the divine glory to Amen. Express the triune God for eternity.
Amen.
Now Matthew 10:81. Thank you, Lord. We are one in your life.
Amen.
Through thy word.
Amen.
In thy glory.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen. Lord, this morning we pray for more yeah. beholding.
Amen.
Oh, the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Lead us from glory to glory.
Amen.
Lead us from glory to glory.
Amen.
We all with unveiled face,
Amen.
Beholding,
Amen.
Reflecting
Amen.
The glory of the Lord,
Amen.
Are being transformed
Amen.
Into
Amen.
The same image.
We can transform from glory to glory.
Amen.
Us this morning.
Amen.
You're here with unveiled face.
Amen.
Beholding the glory in your face.
Amen.
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 We all
Amen.
With unveiled face.
Amen.
We're beholding.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, your glorious face.
Amen.
Right. We are beholding and reflecting.
Amen.
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 Amen. of the Lord are being transformed into the same image. From glory to glory, from glory to glory, from glory to glory.
The city of glory.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, the glory in the church.
Amen.
That's right.
Glory. Day by day.
Yes.
You're making us the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Little by little.
Amen.
Oh, look by look.
Amen.
Beholding by beholding.
Strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. the light of his glory and grace.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, Christ is life in me.
Amen.
Glory, glory, what a hope.
What a hope is
there. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen.
What number?
948.
Oh. Amen. Amen.
Now within my spirit is the mystery. The hallelujah. Glory, people,
amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Mystery
hid from ages, now revealed to me. Tis the Christ of God's reality. He embodies God and he is like to me. And the glory of my hope will be.
Glory,
glory, Christ is life in me. Glory, glory, what a hope is he. Now within my spirit he's a mystery. And the glory he will be to me. In my spirit he regenerated me. In my soul he's now transforming me. He will change my body like unto his own. Holy, making me the same as he. Glory, glory, Christ is life in me. Glory, glory, what a hope is he. Now within my spirit he's a mystery, then the glory he will be to me. Now in life and nature he is one with me, then in him the glory I will be. I'll enjoy his presence for eternity, with him in complete conformity. Glory, glory, Christ is life in me. Glory, what a hope is he. Now within my spirit he's a mystery, then the glory he will be to me.
Glory,
glory, Christ is life in me. Glory, glory, what a hope is he. Now within my spirit he's a mystery, then the glory he will be to me.
Transition to, amen, the prophesying
amen.
Meeting, and
amen.
We'll be enjoying, again, week 10 from our morning Holy Word for Morning Revival book, and experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, week 10. And how about if you have this book, and we can turn just to the title and read it, and then we're going to go through in small groups reading the verses, and I'd like to come back to day two and pray over a few verses using that third part in our being called our spirit.
Amen.
Even our I would spirit. Say our mingled spirit.
Amen.
Right? And we'd like to come back to day two and pray over Colossians 1:27 and those verses there in Hebrews 2:10. And so, amen. How about we read the title together, and then in small groups, let's go through the verses, days 1-6, reading them, that is. Ready? Go.
Glory and glorification as revealed in the Gospel of John.
Day one.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation place through faith in his blood for the demonstration of his righteousness. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was in Mesopotamia. to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings, having the glory of God. Her life was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. From himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him, this one is true, and unrighteousness is not in him.
Amen.
But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, at that time he will sit on the throne of his glory.
Amen.
And we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as the light. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
Jesus said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. And the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them even as you have loved me.
Amen.
And now glorify me along with yourself, Father, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
Amen.
To him be the glory in the church.
Amen.
And in Christ Jesus, unto all the generations, forever and ever. Amen.
How about we come back to day two, and let's go ahead and include Revelation 21:11. This is so hard to get away from these three verses.
Amen.
Let's pray over these verses, and again, we have a mingled spirit.
Amen.
So let's release our spirit.
Amen.
Enjoy his word.
Amen.
Christ in you.
Amen.
Christ in you.
Salvation.
Amen.
All of us into glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
of their salvation.
Amen.
To make the author of their salvation.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, you're the author of our salvation.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The originator of our salvation.
Amen.
Oh, to make the author of their salvation perfect.
Amen.
Made perfect through suffering.
Amen.
Amen. Perfect through suffering.
Amen.
Thank you, paid the price.
Amen.
You were made perfect through suffering.
Amen.
Amen.
You were fully equipped to be our Savior through suffering.
Amen.
Having the glory of God.
Jasper stone.
Opening word here, and then open it up to all the saints to share their enjoyment from the week.
Amen.
So this week, week 10 in the Holy Word from Morning Bible, the title again, Glory and Glorification as Revealed in the Gospel of John.
Amen.
In the Gospel of John, there's a number of verses and passages where you see this matter of glory.
Right.
Starting with, we beheld his glory. That's verse 14. No.
Yes.
Yes, 14. Yeah. We beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from
Amen.
The Father. And then, throughout John, this matter of glory is mentioned. He himself actually mentioned a number of times the glory of the Father. That he's not seeking his own glory or to be glorified by men, but to seek the Father's glory. And then, of course, the incident where he is referring to in John 1:14, where he unveiled his glory to some of his disciples, right? He just shone forth in his glory. And then he mentions to his disciples that he needs to be glorified, right? He needs to go to the cross. He has not yet been glorified. And then, of course, in John 17, which we know this passage is his Lord's prayer on the cross, he's there praying for the glory,
Amen.
Which the Father had That's given right. to him, that he would then give to his disciples, right, Amen. To us. So glory is mentioned many times in the Gospel of John, so that we have to pick up this matter, glory and glorification in the Gospel of John, and how it pertains to our experience, our enjoyment, and our expression
Amen.
Of the triune God,
Amen.
Of Christ and the triune God.
Amen.
If you think about glory, I don't know if you think about it as, like, you wouldn't put glory, enjoyment, or glory, experience, because we kind of attribute glory to God, right? Mm. And maybe we have this concept in our mind concerning glory and glorification that may even hinder us from actually experiencing him in his glory. Well, maybe we'll see a little bit more. I wanted to spend a little bit of time on these first two Roman numerals, and I'll touch the last ones just briefly, because I think a lot of you will have something to share on those last Roman numerals. But this first two kind of sets the tone. So Roman numeral one, if you're looking on in the outline, is glory is an attribute of God. I think we all understand. Glory is an attribute of God. Glory is the expression of God. God expressed in splendor.
Yes.
I don't think any of us have an issue with that, right? Glory is an attribute of God. It is Him expressed in His splendor. But you know, in eternity past, glory was just contained there in God. His desire was that His glory would be magnified in the entire universe. So Roman numeral 2 says, the glory of God is intrinsically related to the economy of God. Now, I don't know, maybe most of us have a pretty good understanding of what that word economy means, but if we're going to understand this week, we have to understand that glory, this Roman numeral says, is intrinsically related to the economy of God. So in like maybe a one really brief sentence, who can describe what is God's economy? If I said it's His, what would you say? His dispensing, His plan, his household arrangement or administration. It's the way that God has planned to dispense all that He is in His riches into man. Okay, we think about love and light, and God is, you know, our very life, our nature. But do we consider this matter of glory? He is dispensing Himself in His glory as one of His attributes into man. Not that we ourselves would be glorified, but that He would be glorified in His life in us, through His life in us, I should say, as we live the life that He's dispensing to us and express that life. Who gets glorified? Us? Do we live that life so that we could be shining? Everyone say, what a God man. What a brother. Is that what we're looking for? No, it is so that Christ in us would be glorified.
Amen.
How do we get from God in glory, right, in eternity past, to her light was like a most precious stone, having the glory of God?
Amen.
How do you get from that, God in glory, to the New Jerusalem, having the glory of God, shining forth the light that was the most precious stone? And it's jasper, just like He is jasper. The same expression of the jasper God is now expressed in the New Jerusalem. How do we get from those two points, you know, the beginning to the end? God's economy. That's how you get there. It's all these points here, and I don't have time to get into all of them. But the triune God is God of glory. His eternal goal is to bring many sons into glory. Man was created, I'm just reading some of these points here underneath Roman numeral 2. Man was created in God in His image in order that man may express Him in glory.
Amen.
You were created for glory.
Amen. That's right.
How about that?
Amen.
You were created for glory.
Amen.
That's not a small thing. We do many things, right, throughout our day. And people do many things, even to their own beings, filling themselves with so many things, right? But we were not created for that.
Right.
We were created for glory.
Amen.
To sin, listen to this, to sin is to fall short of God's glory.
Right.
If I asked you to define sin, would you say it's to fall short of God's glory?
Wow.
Well, that's what Romans says. It's to fall short of God's glory and thus to express sin and the sinful self and to love the glory of men more than the glory of God.
Right.
Sin separates us from this plan to glorify God, for Him to glorify Himself in us. Well, in this economy, eventually, He takes care of this problem in His redemption, and He becomes our propitiation place, where we can meet with God in glory. You know, there on the propitiation, the Ark of the Testimony on the cover, that's where the God's Shekinah glory was there. And the priest could enter in under the sprinkling of the blood and the sprinkling of the blood on the cover so that he could meet with God in glory.
Amen.
Okay, saints, every morning we need to come to the propitiation place. Amen. Under the sprinkling of his blood, to meet with God in glory.
Amen.
This is how the glory of God shines in us and becomes the glory of God in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I know I'm running out of time here, but do you see the do you see the progression? It is God's economy. It Amen. Is only through his economy that he can gain Amen. What he's after in his eternal plan.
Amen.
Okay, Roman numeral 2, 3. The glory of God is involved with Christ's incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and coming again in his being the lamp of the new Jerusalem. His resurrection was his glorification. So how do we experience him in glorification? By experiencing him in resurrection. In the gospel, this is Roman number 4, in the gospel of John, we can see the glory and glorification of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Again, I pointed to these verses. He over and over said, I am not here for my own glory.
Right.
I do not seek my own glory, but the glory of him who sent me, glory
Amen.
Of the Father.
Amen.
Okay, so we see glory and glorification in the Lord Jesus. Eventually, he goes to the cross and resurrected and fully glorified.
Right.
But then this glory is not just for Christ in glory,
yeah.
the Son of Man in glory.
Amen.
He gives this glory to the church,
Amen.
To us.
Amen.
For what?
Amen.
So that we can be one.
Amen.
And in that oneness, that attribute of God, we express God in glory.
That's right.
So, you know, he's prayed three things. He prayed for us to have his life. That's for our regeneration. We're one in his regeneration, but still there's a lot of the natural man, right? We're regenerated, but there's a lot in between for us to be one. So he also gave us his word to sanctify us, to separate us, to make us holy. But then also he gave us his glory so that we could be one in his glory. The only way, brothers and sisters, that we can be one is that we deny ourselves, put it on the cross, and express the triune God in glory.
Amen.
Okay, I'll just read the last two Roman numerals. Number 5, as the embodiment of the triune God, Christ the Son is the Father's glorification. Oh, I think that's the last Roman numeral. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Y'all have to fill in the gaps. Sorry. I knew I was going to spend more time on the first two Roman numerals, but I believe all the saints have a lot to share from the rest
Amen.
Of the outline.
Amen.
So. Do we have a brother on the timer, on the piano?
It.
Okay, awesome. So when you hear the piano, that means wrap up your sentence or so and let others share.
Amen.
Amen. Who will be the first to express the God of glory?
Amen. Amen.
Share something?
That was a good preparation.
Yeah.
Week 10, day 2, shows us the verses that I'm interested in sharing with you saints. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
He is our hope of glory.
Amen.
So it was fitting for him in leading many sons into glory.
Amen.
Amen. And then the New Jerusalem has the glory of God. So God's economy is to bring us from where we are and to make us the New Jerusalem.
Right.
But it's all through the process of making us glorious day by day.
Amen.
The New Jerusalem, I think most of us have the realization that it is not a physical city. And we know that because it's the bride, it's the wife of the Lamb, and you have the Old Testament and the New Testament represented, the saints. The Old Testament saints are there at the gates, and the New Testament saints are there at the foundations of the wall, showing that the New Jerusalem is the mingling, union, and incorporation of God, the triune God, and the tripartite man.
Mm.
But how do we get from where we are to there?
Mm.
It's by beholding and reflecting.
Amen. Amen.
We go from one degree of glory to another degree of glory.
Amen. Amen.
I'd like to read a footnote on Hebrews 2:10 where it says, it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, and leading many sons into glory. The last step of God's great salvation is to bring as many sons into glory.
Amen.
Romans 8 tells us that God's work of grace upon us began with his foreknowing, passed through his predestination, calling, and justification.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8, 29 through 30. Also, Romans 8 tells us that the whole creation eagerly awaits the revelation of the glorification of the sons of God in hope that the creation itself will enter into the freedom of the glory of the children
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
This will be accomplished by the Lord's coming back, at which time we will be manifested with him in glory, Colossians 3:4. This glorification of the sons of God as the goal of God's salvation will last through the millennial kingdom and will be manifested in full in the New Jerusalem for eternity.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I think many of us, we have a new appreciation of the hymn we sang, 1081, and the progression in it this morning. You know, we have oneness in the Father's light.
Right.
We have oneness in his holy word.
Amen.
We have oneness in the glory of the triune God.
Amen. Amen.
And like Brother Zeke was sharing, this has everything to do with our experience and enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
So there's this point at the end of the outline. It's under C1, under Romans 5. It says, glory is the expression of the divine life and the divine nature. The more we live by the divine life and the divine nature, the more divine glory there will be in the church. So when we take care of our organic union with Christ, there's an utterance here. It says, it's a wonderful co-inheriting oneness. When we take care of this, if we afford the Lord the adequate time and personal time with him, there will be glory.
Amen.
There will be glory in our personal life. There will be glory in our meeting life. And there will be glory in the church life.
Amen.
And I was especially touched. This has everything to do with, you know, the fellowship we've been receiving recently about the matter of the groups and taking the new way. You know, there's this line, this way is intrinsically by life.
Mm-hmm.
And it is carried out only by life.
Right.
Saints, there's no shortcut. We have to have a life of prayer,
Amen.
A life of morning revival, a life of letting the word apply to us and deal with ourself and all its expression.
Amen.
When this happens, then God is expressed.
Right.
And actually, the matter of the corporate expression, our engine for even in the little twos and threes, the engine to have that kind of expression is that we each have that personal beholding or reflecting.
Amen.
There will be more glory in the church.
Amen.
May it be so with us this year.
Amen.
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 Well, this is kind of a little strange testimony, but you know, the creation itself declares that there is a God.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
The Lord created everything, and certainly he created it with some degree of glory, so it expresses him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed on multiple occasions, when I go out to take a walk, if I'm kind of praying, calling, telling the Lord I love him, you know, suddenly I realize, you know, the leaves are greener, the flowers are brighter. You know, a lot of times we have no idea whether we're in our spirit or not. But I think this kind of, you know, just exercising our spirit some while we're out in nature, we can actually experience the fact, yes, I'm in my spirit.
Amen.
I see what you've done here, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I want to kind of go by follow Brother Philip. It's all matter of life. You know, I appreciate how this ministry opened up. You know, you look at the God's economy related to God's eternal plan. That is to lead many sons into glory. So when we receive the gospel, we're automatically the children of God, but we need to what? To be led by the Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. To grow. So we are in the stage of sanctification. Pay attention to the life matter, because then the day to talk about he's the hope of glory, it means that what Christ came in to dwell in us as our life and our person. So in our daily life, who is the person? Is that you or Christ?
Yeah.
That's a bigger point. And that tie into some message we got into in the training.
pay attention to is no longer I but Christ.
Amen.
It's so easy to speak about it, but when we are coming together or do things or speak to Amen. Your spouse, to others, is I speak or the regenerate that incorporated me. Right? It makes a difference because if it's the incorporation of that me, including Lord Jesus, that would be a corporate expression. Progress further in day five, I just cannot stop. You know, the highest prayer of the Lord before he went to cross, that's in 17:22. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, to us, that we may be one, even as we are one.
Amen.
Since I encourage you to go out and preach the gospel, when you preach the gospel, you know, this and that, the people will say, you Christians are not even one.
Right.
Have you tried it? You Christians are not even one, you talk about it. So I just feel, come to the life matter, we are so short of God's glory. Go ahead, try it. And I just realized, since this is not doctrinal, it's something we need to practice. And eventually come to the point that all I need to be Christ. Right? No longer I, but Christ.
Amen.
And cross out all the difference, culture, preferences, oldness, the message intent, evil. All the difference. Eventually that one new man will express the corporate built-up person of this wonderful Christ.
Amen.
I just look at that day. We don't have to wait for that day. We are in the process. But by exercising our spirit, by touching this wonderful person, the glorious one in our spirit, by behold and reflect him, we'll be just like him.
Amen.
We need to have the confidence, right? Where they can see this glory, come to the church and come to this one new man. Since we are all together in this process, we need to turn to our spirit. The Lord Jesus prayed that we will enter into the highest stage of oneness. That's the highest stage. The oneness in the divine glory for the corporate expression of the triune God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He's leading many sons into glory.
Amen.
He is the captain of our salvation.
Amen.
How does this happen? By beholding and reflecting.
Amen.
I just appreciate so much. He is our captain.
Amen.
That's another translation for author. He's leading us.
Amen.
He's leading us into glory.
Amen.
By beholding and reflecting him.
Amen.
There's a little bit of shining there.
Amen.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Amen. He's leading many sons into glory.
Amen.
So the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets.
Amen.
We're all here practicing.
Amen.
That's right. Glory is God expressed.
Amen.
Specifically, God expressed in his life and nature.
Right.
And there's a really good illustration of this related to this matter of life and glory, just to read this to you here. The best illustration of glorification is the blossoming of a flower.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
The beauty, color and style of the flower all contained in a little carnation seed.
Right.
You have a little carnation seed, right. You can't even sure what it, maybe it's a little rock or pebble or something. But there's life inside of that seed.
Amen. Right? Amen.
No one can see this beauty,
right.
Color and style
That's
until
right.
the seed grows out of the earth and blossoms. The blossoming is the glorification of the
Amen.
Seed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a really nice picture there.
Yeah.
The blossoming is the glorification of that seed.
Yeah.
You know, the title for this week is Glory and Glorification as Revealed in the Gospel of John.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shared, you know, the matter of glory is mentioned in several parts within John, but particularly in John 17. In fact, John 17, the subject and the central point is glorification.
Yeah.
Right.
And the Lord was there praying, right?
Yes.
In verse 1, Father, glorify
Father.
Your Son,
Amen.
That the Son may glorify you.
Amen.
And this prayer was fulfilled.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a three, what they've described here is a threefold fulfillment. First, it was fulfilled when the Lord was resurrected.
Amen.
Luke 24:26.
Right.
Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and enter into his, and it seems like it should say his resurrection,
yeah.
But it says his glory.
Glory.
So that was the first fulfillment. When he resurrected, he was glorified.
Amen.
But also the church.
Yes, the church.
As the saints read, Ephesians 3:21,
To him be glory in the church. In the church.
Amen.
And then finally, at the consummation of the age, Revelation 21, 10 and 11. And he carried me away in spirit.
Amen.
Onto a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God.
Amen. You know, I wanted to follow that about, you know, there's no glorification without growth and development.
That's right.
Most believers think that glorification is just a snap. Right. Yeah. But actually, based on the New Testament revelation, it comes out of growth and development.
Yeah.
So I was very struck on day 5 that the Lord gave this glory to us. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them.
Amen.
So we all have this glory.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have the divine life. We have the divine nature by being born of God.
Yeah.
But this glory is in seed form, like the carnation.
Yeah.
We got a seed of glory in us. But there's stages here in chapter 17 to the oneness.
Right.
You know, firstly, we've been born of God.
Right.
So we're one because we have the Father's life.
Right. Yeah.
But that needs to develop. There needs to be growth and development. We need God's word to sanctify us.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We're not out in the world just roaming anymore. We've been sanctified to some degree by the word.
Amen.
That's why we're all here this morning.
Right.
But we may be back in the Father's house, you know, not the prodigal out there in the world. We're back in the house, but then we're fighting with each other.
Right?
Right? We need a third level.
Yeah.
And that's oneness in the divine glory.
Yeah.
And that's the stage where our self, it said in this outline, has been fully denied.
Right.
So we need this continual growth and development and learning how to deny our own life.
Amen.
When I deny my own life, what's left?
Just
the life of glory.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Either I got Chris or I've got Christ.
Yeah.
Wow. You're at the cross and you get Christ.
Yeah.
So the self, Chris, needs to get crossed out, and then Christ comes out.
Yeah.
And then what?
Yeah.
To him be glory in the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord for such a revelation of glory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
To follow that, I
would
just really
Christ in you.
Amen.
Saints, Christ is in you.
Amen.
We were walking up this morning and my wife said something to me and I said, yeah, me too. But then the Lord reminded me, I'm in you.
Amen.
You know, going through the holidays, I don't care for the holidays because I get extremely disconnected from you all. And there's no glory. Right? When you come in here, what happens? You start to see the face of the saints.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like in that one hymn, as I'm gazing here upon thy glory.
Wow. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
When we come together, saints, Christ is in us as the hope of glory.
Amen.
This is not for eternity future. This is for now. Because the way the Lord said it in John 17, 22, was eventually in 23. What did he say? I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected into one. What? That the world may know.
Amen.
Glorification has an effect within each one of us, bringing us into oneness, perfecting us into oneness, right? This precious oneness that eventually people just look at us like, Lewis, was it you that we're talking about? Where's the oneness?
Where's oneness?
Yeah. We're all fighting each other. Yeah. I'm going to argue with you on this point of the truth, and I'm going to prevail because Jesus is with me and not with you. Is that denying myself?
No.
No way. When I stand here in front of you, am I attempting to be like Ron Kangas or imitate this? No. There is a precious person in my being.
Amen.
And he wants to be glorified from within me.
Amen.
Right? Not for my sake, but for our Father's sake.
Amen.
And the more we deny ourselves, when Jane stood up and I was like, oh no, now I gotta follow. And everybody knows that's me glorifying myself. If I'm afraid of standing up in this environment with my family, that's me glorifying myself. Anyway, I appreciate this word. The Lord is having an effect in our being.
Amen.
Right? So that, Aiden,
Amen.
Christ is in you.
He's
our hope of glory.
Amen.
He's our hope of glory.
Amen.
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 Did I just kill y'all?
No. There's just too much to share. I want to read you some portions from the life study of John, message 40, regarding reaching this highest level of oneness. When we reach this point, having been perfected into one by the divine glory, we are willing to forsake everything. We shall not only forego all the worldly attractions, but also all the doctrines and concepts. We shall abandon everything and be for just one thing, the glorious expression of the triune God.
Amen.
I just enjoy that so much. The Lord wants us, he's calling us to advance. And he wants us to, he's already given us this oneness, like what's been shared, but he wants this oneness to spread and to be manifested and expressed through us.
Amen.
And there is a level of oneness, right? We experience when we meet another believer.
Yeah.
We're one in life. But, you know, I could be a believer who's fervently pursuing the Lord, or I'm in the world.
Yeah.
And then you lose that oneness. That's why it's very easy to say, how can you Christians say you're one?
Yeah.
You're so divided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of you even live like unbelievers.
Yeah.
But then there's a matter of his word that sanctifies us in his nature. And that brings in another level of oneness.
Amen.
Where we realize, wow, I need to be with his people.
Amen.
I need to be with the sanctified. But that's not enough. I enjoyed that the Lord wants us to go on.
Yeah.
And in the speaking, the brother equated this to the book, The Experience of Life.
Yeah.
How we need to advance in our experience of life through the third stage in life.
Yeah,
let me read you a few sentences here. In the second stage, we have dealt with the past. We know how to confess our sins. We are consecrated, and we do not love the world. Isn't that wonderful? I'd be very happy with just that.
Yeah.
The danger is that we would feel, based on the experiences we've had, that everything is fine. But the Lord wants us to advance to the third stage of the experience of life.
Amen.
The stage of the cross.
Amen.
The inward experience of Christ.
Amen.
Having the cross applied to the flesh, the self, and the natural constitution.
Amen.
Any believer who does not pass through this stage during their lifetime will not never truly know the body.
That's right.
Amen. Anyways, I'll just end with this. This week I was so impressed. we throw this term around so much, the corporate expression. God is after a corporate expression. And this week it hit me. You know what that implies? There is no individual expression.
Yeah.
A corporate expression is the expression of one person.
Right.
Colossians 3:11 says, Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
There cannot be.
Amen.
There cannot be me and there cannot be you.
Amen.
So may the Lord gain this among
us.
Amen.
Amen.
There's only one way that light can become a stone or stone can become light, and that is that a nature change has to take place. Nature, the nature of the stone has to take place, even the nature of the light has to take place. Something goes on there that's just mysterious. So this morning as I was reading this, the Lord reminded me of when I was a kid, I used to keep pigeons, racing pigeons. And some Saturday mornings, my stepfather and I would get up really early, we'd put them in a box, and he would drive out maybe 6 to 70 miles from where we lived and let the pigeons go, and I would stay home. And a couple hours later, I'd be looking down in the valley. We lived up in the mountains. I'd look down the valley, and I'd see these little things flying up, flying. And they'd do two circles and just go straight into the cage.
Oh.
Amazing.
Well, that's amazing.
How?
Yeah.
How? These homing racer pigeons. It's just their nature. It's just their nature. And I'll tell you something. Sometimes I would count and I knew how many pigeons had been taken out, but there would be an extra pigeon. And this pigeon would fly and come down. Now, did my racing pigeons stop along the way and preach the gospel? Okay, come home, there's a good cage, good food. You know, somehow this other pigeon saw these pigeons and said,
wow,
I want to be with them.
Amen.
They saw nature and they wanted to be a part of that nature.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, as I was reading this, I just bear with me. I realized that the Lord, this was telling us this week, that the Lord knew, implicitly, he knew who he was and who he is. He knew what he came for, what he was about, what he knew. And as we behold him, you know what happens? We know who
yes.
we are.
Amen.
That's the need. Saints, we need to know who we are.
Amen.
Those pigeons, they knew who they were. They just did what they did. And that's the need, saints. That is what brings the church to glory. Knowing who we are. It's not just beholding, but it's beholding and reflecting. Paul didn't just say, I no longer live. He said, I no longer live, but the life I live. This is what we need to be, saints. We need to be those who know who we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And then spontaneously the living will come out of us.
Amen.
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 And the Lord told me, remember,
yes. I realize, you know, Lord, right now you're gaining us. You're gaining new saints. And you're strengthening us to live a corporate life.
Amen.
So that you can help it build it up, church.
Amen.
Oh, it's going to be a group of stones, build it up, but they are totally crystal.
Amen.
Because we'll express the glory of God.
Amen.
The glory of salvation.
Amen.
The hope of
right.
glory.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.
Get it out, whatever it is we enjoyed this week. But I enjoyed that it's the development of the seed of glory within us.
Yes.
And so on day five, it says the third aspect of the believer's oneness is the oneness in the divine glory.
Yes.
For the corporate expression of the triune God.
Right.
In this aspect of oneness, the believers, their self having been fully denied, enjoy the glory of the Father as the factor of their perfected oneness and thus express God in the corporate built up way. So Tuesday we were meeting with Ramon, Omero and I, and another guest, and I couldn't get to the glory of the Father. I was so worried about, and we were going over this message, I was so worried about the proper divine nutrition, you know, all the things that we've learned about the vital groups and being vital, and I just couldn't get to my spirit. But anyway, I enjoyed the speaking on day five. I have to fully deny myself to enjoy the glory of the Father as the factor of our perfected oneness.
Yes.
So it's all about our spirit, trusting the Lord, eating and drinking. It's the daily life. And of course, denying the self fully to trust in the Lord and let His life come through us and be released through us.
Amen.
And trust that He's going to do all the divine and mystical things.
Amen.
Because
<Amen. laughs>
I can't do it.
Amen.
The saints bear with me. I'm going to go a second. This is Ephesians 3:20 through 21. But to Him who is able to do superabundantly above all that we ask or think,
amen,
according to the power which operates in us, to Him be the glory in the church.
Amen.
And then it goes on. But in the church.
Amen.
You know, we definitely haven't arrived. You know, we definitely need more expression individually and corporately.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this, and it just hit me this morning. I haven't considered this in a while. But there is glory here.
Amen.
There is some glory here.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, when I first came in to the church life, and both in some small meetings and some large meetings, in the small meetings I thought, these folks don't talk about the same things we do with among the Baptists, you know, when we're having fellowship. This is different. You know, this is Christ-centered, for lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, when I came to a big meeting, I thought, everybody, well, not everybody, but so many are sharing. If that's not Christ being glorified in the church, you know, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, amen. Saints, we need to appreciate one another. We need to appreciate our
people. Yes.
Because there is some glory here.
Yes. Amen.
So come to the church.
We need to appreciate one another.
Amen.
We need to appreciate the meetings.
Amen.
And we need to come to the meetings.
Yeah.
And we need to speak in the meetings.
Yes.
We need to sing in the meetings.
Amen.
We need to pray in the meetings.
Amen.
We need more and more contact with this glorious one that is in us and with us.
Amen.
And we're among us.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, there's something called the vine.
Amen.
The universe.
Yeah.
And it is all of us branches that have been connected to the source, which is the triune God Himself.
Amen.
That's an organism.
Amen.
That's what's being displayed here.
Amen.
Don't look at this outer shell, because even in the Lord Jesus, His glory was concealed within the shell of His humanity.
Yeah.
Among us, this glory is a little bit concealed in the shell of our humanity.
Right. Yeah.
So don't get discouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
Be encouraged and contact. You know,
amen.
John 17 is a wonderful.
Yeah.
That prayer is to me, the highest prayer.
Highest prayer.
Right? Wow. Life's prayer is the highest prayer.
Wow. Yeah. Amen.
But anyway, but listen, the Lord gives a definition of eternal life in the prayer. What is it? Sorry, I don't have it right in front of me. Yeah. But this is eternal life.
Amen.
Wait, hold it.
Amen.
No, 17:2. Sorry. I'm slow and I'm nervous. Sorry, 17:3. And this is eternal life. You want to know what eternal life is? That they may know, that's us, may know you.
Amen.
We are in the process of getting to know the triune God. It's not just the one in the heavens that created the universe, right, Bill, but the one that's in you.
Amen.
Christ in you.
Amen.
This is eternal life. And you know what? This knowing, this process of us getting to know this one produces an expression.
Amen.
And that is the church.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. On day three, I was really touched by the second paragraph in the shaded portion. As one who lived a restricted life, a life restricted from doing things for self, the Lord sought the glory of God for God's satisfaction.
Amen.
And I was like, wow. I mean, how many times a day do I think do things for my satisfaction?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I need to understand my assignment. We have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to know that God's glory comes from me having pleasure and enjoyment by seeing Him satisfied.
Right. Amen.
And you know, as I give Him glory, He glorifies Himself in me. And I gain Him. And as we each, all of us do this, He is being glorified on earth. And then He has a way to come back. You know, so we have to turn away from the one who desires to distract us, this evil one. It's really evil because he desires to take away God's glory. And we have been given his glory. What are we going to do with it? Let us pursue this marvelous, excellent, glorious Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, John 17 has always been really so very special to me.
Amen.
I didn't understand it all, or most of it, but it always came like he is protecting me. You know, he became my protector in 17 because he said, you know, we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected into one.
Yeah.
Now, who's going to go up against my dad? Now, who's going to do that? Who can face him and, like, you can do something about it? You can do nothing about it. So
Amen.
Since I'm in him, then you can do nothing to me.
Right.
You can do nothing
right.
to me. Maybe my body, but certainly not my spirit and my soul and me just loving him.
Amen.
You know, the regeneration came prior to my coming into the church life. And I was attempting in every way to become sanctified through his word. I mean, I read the word. And trying to just understand what I could. But it's nothing like hearing from a group of people instead of one person.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
just, you know, are we glorifying that person or God? Or, and why is he up so high?
Yeah.
Come on down here with the rest of us. know, I had those kind of like protests, and I said, and so I didn't care if they didn't like me because I didn't like most of them anyway. So then, but the manifestation of Christ Himself came through denying myself. And that, you know, I said, now I can be regenerated, I can study His Word, and I can separate myself because, you know, basically I kind of like being alone, or I don't mind being by myself. But denying myself, I didn't see any reason to do that. But I have learned to deny myself some of the things that may be secreted deep in my heart. I said, no, I can't have that. Where I used to, you know, I used to have a problem with a lot of things. I'm not perfect with them, but I'm doing better. I'm doing better. And the church life encourages me.
Amen.
It encourages me. It says, you know, you don't have to have this, and this.
Yeah.
This is fine. You can only wear one pair of shoes at a time. I mean, you know, it's just so many things where God has come into my life, and He's just changed it. Because my daughter even said, sometimes, Mom, she said, I'm trying to figure out, since you moved, I don't even know who you are. And then she joined the church life. So it's come to us.
That's right.
And the change is so very beautiful. And we're just having a great time with her. So I want to thank and praise God for John 17. And I want to praise God that I am learning to deny myself.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, one more.
Lord Jesus.
Oh. I'll keep it short.
Keep it short. I can stand it.
This week I was praying to the Lord a lot about money. You know, it's just such a practical, worldly thing. It leads to practical, worldly things. And yet, remind me, well, aren't you a Christian? Don't you live by me? Are you going to start living by, you know, this? By your bronze bowl? Or are you going to take me?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'll be. Oh, could you put the timer there for 5 minutes?
Yep.
Sorry.
Will do.
I could try it again. But
that's okay.
Something
go
messed
ahead.
Up here.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, when this week started, this word glory to me is just, it's so mysterious.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's God's, it's an attribute of God, but to me it's like love. Okay, I can see that a little easier. But glory, to me, it's just like, how do you get it, you know? But just through all this speaking, through going through this week, and through all the saints speaking, it's getting more clear. Even, you know, before, if you would ask me, what is God's eternal goal? I would have said sonship. That's what he wants, many sons. But the goal here
It's leading many sons into glory. God's eternal goal is glory. So in eternity past, I like to see, you know, in eternity past, we know, because they beheld his glory, right? But he was, even in, what's the verse, John 17:5, right? Where it says, before the world was, the glory, you know, he was already, that glory was already there in eternity past. But I just enjoyed, he was lonely. We had a lonely God. He was glory, but he wanted to be expressed. And that came by way of, you could say sons, but you could also say a wife, right? Because at the end there, at the end, you know, we see the end of the Bible, there's this wife that is the glory of God.
Amen.
And but you have these two eternities. In time, there's this wonderful process that he has gone through to lead many sons into glory.
Amen.
And I don't have that much time, so I just want to read, you know, this one part, this wonderful footnote. I'm sorry. It's on having the glory of God. This is the, you know, from the previous verses where I think John 21:2, where it talks about the wife, right? And this footnote says, it's on glory, it's on verse 21:11. It says, the glory of God is the expression of God, God expressed. We have been predestinated for this glory.
Amen.
And called to this glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And it has the verses in there, saints. We are being transformed into this glory. And we'll be brought into it. Eventually, we will be glorified with Christ and bear the glory of God for God's expression in the New Jerusalem. So this matter of glory, this is where we're headed. Right? And this is where he's leading us. He's paved the way,
amen.
And he's leading the way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I don't know. Do I have a minute, Chris?
You got a minute and 40 seconds.
Okay, good. Then how is this? You know what I enjoyed? So many saints hit these points. I'm just going to read it. It says, the first ground, it's on day 5, the first ground of the believer's oneness is regeneration, receiving the life of the Father.
Amen.
Saints, we got this one.
Amen.
We have it, right?
Amen.
There's no denying it.
Amen.
Nobody's going to fool us out of this one. We have it. We're regenerated. And we have the Father's life. The second ground is sanctification, being separated from everything other than God to himself, to God himself. Okay? So we were in the world, but we're not of the world. In fact, a big testimony of that is that we're here right now.
Amen.
We're gathered. We're meeting as the church.
Amen.
We're not in the world. Okay, so that, I'll say we have it.
Amen.
We're in the process, some of us, but, right? Okay. But this third one, the third ground of oneness is even deeper and higher than this. It is the oneness of the manifestation of the divine glory. After we have been separated from the world, we must live through the denying of ourselves. We have to deny ourselves by Christ as our life, who is the hope of glory within us. If we would be one in the divine glory, we must forsake and forget ourselves.
Amen.
Forsake and forget ourselves.
Amen.
It must be no longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
The I has been crucified and the self must be denied that Christ may live in us.
Amen.
We must not only renounce the world, but also ourselves.
Amen.
On the one hand, we have been sanctified from so many worldly places and worldly things and have come home to the Father's house.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We are home.
We're home. On the other hand, each of us has his opinions, thoughts, or ideas. If this is the situation, how can we be one? Once we were separated in various worldly places, but now having come home, we may still have trouble with the self. For this reason, we must not live by our own life. Saints, we must not live by our own life,
Amen.
But by the life of glory,
Amen.
The divine life. Then the glory of this life, in the glory of this life, we will be one.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. So some brothers are going to share a little something.
Maybe the ushers can pass out the a sheet related to getting into the Word, particularly we're getting into the interpreted Word. While that's being distributed, I was considering just a little bit related to this matter of what we're getting into in the matter of glory. In Ephesians 5, 26 and 27, it says that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the Word, that he might present the church to himself glorious. So in verse 26, it says that he might sanctify her. So saints, we're looking to get into something very practical, that the church could be sanctified,
Amen.
Cleansed by the washing of the water in the Word.
Amen.
What's revealed in this verse is bride preparation.
Amen.
And in the next verse, it's bride presentation.
Amen.
That he might present the church to himself.
Amen.
Glorious.
Glorious.
So we wanted to, this is not the complete outline, but maybe this is, I think, like half of it, just to spend a few minutes to read. I think we used to do this with the... the table, right? We would spend a few minutes just to read through the outline. Yeah, and so maybe like that format, we can just take, we can read a point, we can just go through this together,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd just like to share a little bit related to this burden, and it is, saints, a burden.
Amen.
And it's not a new burden. It's actually a burden for the entire recovery. The matter of getting into the life studies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Word was spoken, it's been written, it's been translated, it's been interpreted.
Amen.
But it needs to be understood.
Amen.
And so I'd just like to take a few minutes here, maybe just again, just to read, you know, there could be a group or individual, just to read through the this outline, and then we'd like to just share a little some practical points related to it.
Yeah, maybe we could just go around starting with Armando. And just
should we stand up?
Sure, stand up.
Okay. I'll read the title. Appreciating the Purpose and Value of the Life Study Messages.
Amen. 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 Number one, we need to see the value of the life study messages. Life studies and the recovery version of the Bible are our treasures in the Lord's recovery,
Amen.
And a precious inheritance to all God's children.
Amen.
Point A, Brother Lee daily prayed and studied the Bible for 50 years before he began to release the life study messages. He also read the great Bible commentaries. During the same period of time, he was speaking for the Lord, preaching the gospel, expounding the truth, edifying the saints, and building up the churches.
Point B, in 1974, he had a deep sense that we needed a life study of the Bible in the Lord's recovery. For this purpose, he collected the best of the past teaching in it and incorporated his own experience, knowledge, and revelation. Thus, the life studies can replace the many reference works Brother Lee used while producing them.
The life studies are the best references to use in preaching the gospel and sharing the truth with fellow Christians. They are able to save us much time and labor.
Roman numeral 2, we need to see the four purposes of publishing the life studies and the recovery version of the Bible.
Point A, the first aspect of the purpose is to provide the saints with a simple way to understand the truth in the Bible.
Amen. And A1. Many of the exposition of the Bible in traditional Christianity may mislead their readers because they present the truth in a way that is difficult to understand.
A2, the life study messages and footnotes of the recovery version, however,
Help readers to enter into the knowledge of the truth in the Word through simple words so that every believer can understand them.
Right.
Three, instead of burying the truth in difficult language, these messages present the truth in clear words.
Amen.
The second aspect of the purpose is to help solve the common and difficult problems in the Bible that hinder us from fully understanding the Bible.
Amen.
One, in almost every book of the Bible, there are a few points that are difficult to understand.
In order to properly understand these points, Brother Lee spent much time consulting Greek dictionaries, lexicons, and concordances.
Right.
Point three, thus, the life study messages and the footnotes in the recovery version of the Bible provide a proper interpretation of many points in the Bible that are difficult to understand.
See, the third aspect of the purpose is to minister the life supply to the reader.
Amen.
One, regrettably, many books in the traditional Christianity contain little life supply.
However, many saints in the churches can testify that by reading life study messages, even for a short amount of time, they receive a rich life supply.
Amen.
The fourth aspect of the purpose is to bring the children of God into His economy, which is His administration with His plan, His purpose, and His arrangement to attain His purpose for the fulfillment of the desire of His heart.
Amen.
Amen.
E, I encourage the young ones among us to spend adequate time in the life study messages and the recovery version of the Bible so that they may receive a good foundation in the truth. If they do this, some of them may be able to develop the truth concerning God's economy by standing on our shoulders, just as we stand on the shoulders of the great teachers of the Bible who have gone before us.
Okay, so I have a question. If you're a young one among us, please raise your hand. Every hand needs to go up. Okay. So everyone's qualified under point E.
Amen.
No one's discounted, Brother Steve. Amen.
Can I give a real quick question?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm super under the gun at my job because of the timing, the end of the year audit, blah, blah, blah. So, but I recently bought the hard copy of Romans through Hebrews, life study messages from the Living Stream, and I love Romans, so good. Open the first message. The Bible is a divine romance.
Amen.
And I don't have much time, and I'm not diligent, whatever. But that one page just stuck with me through the all the many challenges I have right now.
Amen.
The Bible is a divine romance.
Amen.
Oh, those life studies are just so rich. Sentence is like a little gem, a little jewel. So I just encourage everybody to, even if you're not diligent or busy like me, just read one page.
Amen.
The Bible is a divine romance.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So when you are in love with God, all problems are gone.
Amen.
When you're in love with God.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, saints, we're Chris, bless you. But just briefly here, we're looking to just have a kind of a practical way for us all to enter in. And maybe in the past, you started and you made a little progress, and then it just
take a pause.
It just kind of faded away.
Yeah.
And then you try it again, and maybe got a little further this time, maybe not. But then you couldn't keep up, and you got discouraged. I know this has been my experience many times. You know, really start off, you know, and then read several messages, and then by the end of the week, it's like, what happened? Didn't even take that long. So anyway, we're really just burdened to help the saints. And I think what's a little different this time around is it's we want to do it corporately to kind of all help one another out. So I think Brother Chris, maybe you have a few things you wanted to
Sure. So
I just want to mention real quick, brothers and sisters, you know, I was quite struck in the training when we got into the manner of Christ as the heavenly food. Do you remember that message? The main emphasis there of the manna in the Old Testament is not that that manna typified Christ as their food, but the main emphasis there was reconstitution. And so they came out of Egypt with an Egyptian diet, so they had an Egyptian constitution. There's no way for them to enter into the good land with the Egyptian constitution. So God took 40 years, to reconstitute them with heavenly food to make them heavenly people. So we really need reconstitution. And reconstitution is a daily matter. Just like the manna coming down was a daily matter. They had to eat every day. Reconstitution is a daily matter. The first layer of this reconstitution is with the Word of God. Right? We need God's Word daily in our diet. And then secondly, we have the life studies, and they don't replace the Word, but they're like the can opener. They open God's Word to us. Right? They bring us into the riches and the rich revelation of the Word. So we by no means intend to replace the Word, but we just want to open up the Word, right, and for our reconstitution. So I wanted to say that, and I hope none of us would discount ourselves or, like, you know, Dean says, we all have a history of failure, right, of starting, stopping. But we feel like if we pursue this corporately, then our success rate's going to be a lot higher, right? Just like the children of Israel, they all went out together to gather that manna. So I wanted to bring up that point. As a reminder, Dean brought mentioned to us several weeks ago before the training started when we first got into this point that there's four pillars of the Lord's recovery. Do you remember what those four pillars are? Number one, truth. Number two, life. Number three, church. Number four, gospel. The first one is truth, so this is very significant. The church is the pillar and base of the truth. And so the truth you receive is going to be reflected by the church life you have, right? The higher and richer the truth, the richer the church life will be. So that's the beginning. First, truth issues in life. By life, the church is produced, and the church has the responsibility or the commission for the gospel, right? So we really want to emphasize this matter of getting into the truth together corporately. And, you know, our hope is that eventually all matters would come into the groups. Our groups would be the miniature of the church life. And that's the direction we're heading. We are really moving that way. So if you already have a group that you're pursuing the truth with, that is wonderful. And we encourage that. And if you can build that up in your group, that would be excellent. So that's like at this level. But some of us may fall through the cracks of the groups. Maybe our groups are not quite at that level yet. I know one brother was saying he brought it up to his group, and they weren't there yet as far as having corporate truth pursuit. And that's fine. That's where we're headed, but we're maybe not there yet. So we felt the brothers really we've been praying and we're burdened that all the saints could enter into this pursuit. As many as could and would. So we don't want anyone to fall through the cracks. So we have a little safety net here that we've built. And that safety net is 15 minutes, Monday through Saturday. Can you imagine a Saturday night getting into a life study? Okay. So Monday through Saturday. Saturday is me time. Right? Okay. Monday through Saturday, 15 minutes, 9:30 to 9:45 p.m., and you would just click on a little link that would bring you into a heavenly Zoom room. And then we'll break up into little groups, maybe five or six in a group, and the life study will be there ready for you. Everything will be ready, and you read for 10 minutes. And you have overflow for 5 minutes, and then poof, it's gone. It's over. Actually, then you come back to the main room if you want, and you can have more fellowship or overflow. You can come a couple minutes early to pray, but we're going to try our best to start promptly at 9:30, break up into groups, 10 minutes of reading, 5 minutes of overflow, and then you've got your one-third of a life study that day. And we're going to just travel through Galatians together for 23 weeks.
Amen.
It's just 23 weeks. There's 46 life studies. So 23 weeks. So before the summer training starts, we will have completed one life study.
Amen.
One complete, you know, of a book. Yeah.
So, Chris, the Galatians was a continuation from the winter where we end in Ephesians. So Galatians will be next for the summer training, from Galatians all the way to,
You're way ahead of me. I don't know about that. But I don't know. I'm not sure. We're just doing Galatians because that was the next recommended one in the series that we've done. After Romans, they recommended that we go to Galatians next, right? Yeah, so we're doing Galatians.
Okay.
So anyway, we'll send out an email to all the saints. Just let them know, here's the link to the Zoom meeting, and here's week one reading for you.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't have the group, and again, if you have a group, that's wonderful. But we don't want anyone to fall through the cracks. We want everyone to have the opportunity. So we're providing this service to the saints.
Amen.
And we hope many will take advantage of it. And maybe one night a week, you know, you got something else between 9:30 and 9:45. That's okay. Yeah, this is a service.
Amen.
Just to try to help us all
Amen.
Get reconstituted together.
Amen.
Yeah, there's no... This is no high bar, and you've got to be committed for the next, 23 weeks. You've got to be there every night, or, it's all or nothing. No, this is not all or nothing. I mean, we're happy if a number would come every night and just spend that 15 minutes together. But if you don't have that capacity, for whatever reason, that's fine. But I would say this. We all should bring this matter to the Lord.
Yes.
And pray to the Lord to see what the Lord would have us do.
Amen.
Right? This isn't just a new program or this or that. No, we have a burden from the Lord concerning our reconstitution, and we ask all the saints, this is our homework, go to the Lord, ask Him, how would you have me, Lord, participate in this?
Amen.
And then as the Lord leads, we lead, the Lord's leading to every saint as the Lord leads them, okay?
Amen.
So if you would like, you can click on this QR code. It's on the walls, or you can get on your phone. This is a WhatsApp group that we're creating, and through this WhatsApp group, you can join. Now, to join the group, it doesn't mean you're committing to come every night. You can just, sneak in occasionally if you want, or just, you can just see what's going on in the group. And then at this WhatsApp, I found out that we can actually post at the top the Zoom link so you can get in there. And then we'll post there every week what the readings are each day. So y'all can join if you would like. And also, if you don't feel comfortable with WhatsApp, we're going to send out an email with this information as well, if you prefer to do something on your laptop or your desktop.
There's a question over there.
Yes. Brother Greg.
Is it going to be on Zoom?
It's going to be on Zoom.
Yeah.
The link is through WhatsApp or through email, but yeah, it's going to be on Zoom. The Zoom link will be in the email, and we're going to have it posted to WhatsApp. Yeah, after this week, yes. We'll send out a separate email this week because we didn't make the Central District announcements, but starting next week, it'll be there on that.
The QR code's also on the walls if you...
Yeah, and if... And feel free, if there's other saints that you know of, maybe they're not in this meeting today or they're not in Central District, come one, come all, whoever would like to. This is just open. Yeah. It's an open time for anyone that would like to join. Any other questions?
And we're starting?
We're starting tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's also on the wall. I don't know if your phone goes that far. It should, but... Looks like everybody's got it, huh? That wants it? All right. So share it with other saints if others have a burden to join, if they've been wanting to get into the life studies but just haven't been able to do it on their own.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just a few announcements before we conclude, dear saints. Okay. Just like to just take a moment just to see if we have any visitors this morning. If maybe we can start with this section. Any visitors?
or revisiting? If you were out for a little bit and you revisit, okay, nobody? Okay, anybody over here? Any visitors? Over here? Any visitors? How about over here in this section? No? Okay, amen. Regarding some announcements for the church in Austin, praise the Lord, this week we will continue in week 11 from the Morning Revival book, The Father's House, amen. We're going to continue there. And we also have the schedule and the announcements you receive by email, and praise the Lord, there's a schedule there. And as it stated, we're going to continue. The church in Austin, actually, we are just corporately endeavoring as a whole church, endeavoring to still go through, begin tomorrow, the life studies of Galatians, right?
That's right.
But what our brothers just shared, this is an arrangement that we have here for the central district, right? Mm-hmm. And therefore, praise the Lord, we can pursue the Lord corporately, right? That is the reading of the life studies. Okay, and then the important items, tonight we do have a corporate Lord's Table meeting here at 5:30. And also, just as we've already mentioned, we are beginning again tomorrow, the life studies of Galatians. And next item is the corporate sisters gathering, February 23rd. And that is that next Lord's Day?
No, next month.
2 weeks. Oh, I'm sorry, next month. Sorry about that. Yes. Okay. That says our next corporate sisters gathering will be on the Lord's Day, February 23rd, 2025, from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the church's at the church meeting hall, 2530 South Congress Avenue. And then upcoming events, we do have, just as an announcement's been on, family retreat May 2nd through the 4th, and there's more information there. We also have the International Chinese Speaking Blending Conference, February 14th through 16th. That is also coming up pretty fast, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we also, the Area College Conference is also coming up pretty fast, and that's February 21st through the 23rd. And so there's all the pertinent information there with to register. Mm-hmm. And I believe that is all. Is there anything else, brothers, besides? No? Also, just for all the saints with children, your toddlers can be picked up in cabin 102. K through third grade are in the back play escape area, and 4 through 6 are in cabin 107. Amen.
Yeah.
For release this morning. Praise the Lord.
I had to invite my friend.